welcome to the first ever episode of Temple Radio. We're here, and it's awkward because we're not actually at the apartment at all, are we?
No, we are not.
I'm at my house, which is miles away, and Graham's at his house, miles and miles away.
Miles and miles and miles away.
And in that note, my name's Marco. I'm going to assume host duties because, well, I started talking first, so that's my job now.
I'm okay with that.
That's Graham. He sounds like shit.
I'm Graham, and I'm just going to hang out and agree with everything Marco said.
He's on speakerphone next to the microphone because he's way out in the boontown.
It's a conference call.
That does not make it sound more professional than it actually is. It's actually so jerry-rigged. Okay, I don't give a fuck. It's late, and it's 11:30 at night, and we're going to do this for the first time and give it a whirl, and if anybody's listening out there, we're going to just have a good time.
Sounds good.
So that's the first episode, and yeah, so Graham, what are you wearing right now?
I'm in my blue plaid pajamas and a nice white t-shirt.
I like that.
Flow.
Wearing a hat at night is like wearing sunglasses at night.
And we don't do that because we're not stupid.
Unless it's a fedora. Fedoras always go.
That's style, though. I was gonna wear like a baseball hat. That's just stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Anyways, moving forward. Little first, we have some things to talk about. We wrote down a little fun list of things that have gone on this last week that really kind of stick out to us as fun and outgoing and stupid but cool things. So Marco, tell us a little about that.
Well, we're gonna start talking about the whole bath salts thing because that's just fucked up.
Yeah, I got the story right in front of me, actually.
Okay, well, you start kind of, if you've been under a rock for the last week, Graham's gonna let you know what happened right now.
Okay, so last week in Miami, a man was shot dead while eating a man's face. Reporters were just surrounding the scene and like scaring him. And apparently this guy by the name of Rudy Eugene, he was 31 years old. He was chewing on this man's lips, ears, eyes, nose, and ripping off strips of flesh with his teeth. Eyewitnesses said that Eugene was zombie-like, tearing almost all of 65-year-old Ronald Popo's face and growling like a wild animal when an officer approached him.
Well,
that's just fucked up.
Yeah. Okay, well, so it's pretty obvious that he was not in his right mind, just to clear that up. Apparently there's this crazy thing from these, like, Chinese bath salts or something that claim to be really, you know, organic and, you know, natural and all that shit, but they're actually just like made in somebody's lab, and they're highly, highly toxic when they're, you know, concentrated. So I don't know if they like pour them into a glass of water and then drink it. I don't think so, though. I think they just put them like right in their mouth, right?
Yeah, I think they just chew them.
That's so fucked. Yeah, so apparently I guess there's like PCP in it, or it gives you like a PCP like high where you get the strength of 10 men and just go nuts.
Yeah, like it says that, Kate, I was reading this little thing, and I highlighted it, and I was just like, what the hell? Like, at the end of the article, it says, drug experts say. And I'm thinking to myself, who are their drug experts? It's like, who in their right mind from, this is UK, I believe. I think this is a UK website. But who are their drug experts? It says a single fix of it, just like for one single hit of it, it can be as low as $15. And I'm like thinking to myself, okay, if I want to be a zombie for $15, that's pretty cool. If I want to start chopping some guy's face off, I'll
yeah, well, for $15. There's been like 4 other counts of cannibalism in the U.S. in the past week or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're all related to the bath salts thing, but that is really weird.
It's not okay. It's just, it's, it says that the American Association of Poison Control Centers, they did a test in, bath salts. They ran a test on bath salts, and in 2010, 304 people came in, like, were hospitalized for doing it. In 2011, as many as 6,000 were hospitalized. And now, like, this year, they're saying that probably doubled or tripled.
I thought it was, like, a brand new thing. That's fucked.
Yeah. Apparently, it's as close to LSD that you can get without paying full price for LSD.
Jesus. Yo, that's pretty cheap. That's... Well, I don't know. I'm not a drug expert, quote unquote, like those weirdos. But yeah, like you were saying before when we were joking about it, if you had like 30 people in a room, it was like, yeah, it's pops and bath salts. You pretty much just started The Walking Dead season one.
Exactly. It's this thing too. A reporter asked the person, what's the closest thing you've ever seen? And the guy was like, The fucking Walking Dead. And I'm just like, you basically started a zombie apocalypse in a small room.
That's not okay.
That's horrific.
I would just start talking like Rick.
Yeah,
I try to save you people. We can't stay here.
Leaders now. This is what you need, is leaders.
This is no longer a democracy anymore. I killed my best friend for you people. Oh yeah, by the way, that's how season two ends.
What?
That's how season two ends. Shane dies. I don't know if you guys are there yet. Just so you know. Spoiler, not giving a fuck. Yeah, so that's kind of weird.
That's pretty much that. Like, that's just fucked up. Like, I wasn't really expecting that at all.
Yeah, but apparently the CDC, like, I don't know if there's one in every state. I don't know how America works, but, you know, the CDC, which is, like, a big thing from The Walking Dead. It's the real thing, by the way. The Center for Disease Control actually had to release a bulletin saying, you know, zombies don't exist. It's okay. This is just a fucked up coincidence, and you don't have to buy, like, a zombie-proof property in Kansas. Not what I probably would anyway, let's be real.
Oh hell yeah. I'd have like a bomb shelter underneath my farm.
Yeah, we won't get into it because we could have a whole podcast just on zombies. So
I feel like that's gonna happen. I feel like there's gonna be one or two of those.
Yeah. That's just so weird. But anything you hear about that's like PCP related, it always ends up with somebody eating somebody. It's like what?
100%.
It's like, oh, that person looks good enough to eat. Pop the PCP. I think I will.
Well, like, I don't know if you know. I was reading all about this, and I'm taking all the information from this website and another article that I read. But apparently, like, LSD, it raises your body core temperature to it significantly, so it makes you feel like you're burning up inside. So that's why this guy was just naked and eating this guy's face.
Yeah, that's the other part. He was completely naked.
Yeah, he was completely out of it.
That's so, but like, he didn't even like respond to like anything with police though. Like, I don't know if they tased him or anything, but didn't it take like 3 shots or something? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But that's he was shot in the face. That's all I got.
Yeah, well, it's just America for you. America, fuck yeah.
America.
Yeah, we're from Canada, for the record.
Canadian.
When the zombies come, blame Canada. Okay. So. That's one weird thing. And the second weird one that's actually good now is that, you know, weirdo Magnata or whatever got arrested in Berlin in some internet cafe.
That's straight stupidity. Like, I was thinking to myself, he just wanted to get caught. Why the hell would you go to Germany of all places?
Yeah, well, to be fair, he doesn't exactly seem like a country boy, so.
That's true, but I mean, like, you want to go to Germany, it feels like you're begging to get caught.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's pretty impressive, though, even, because I guess, you know, they just put it in an all-point bulletin. Like, this guy's insane. Like, catch him. And we did within a week. So, that's pretty good. But, yeah.
Do you have the background of that story, just so people know what you're talking
about? Yeah. I don't know all the gruesome details because I don't like knowing them. But this guy, Magnata, I don't know if I'm saying the last name right. But he killed and dismembered a 33-year-old student in Montreal who had come over from somewhere. I think it was China or something, Asia. I know that sounds bad, but the point being, he came to Canada to study, and you know that was it. And this complete weirdo did this to him and filmed it and put it online. And police are saying the video is authentic. And so that's just, you know, that's just sick. Yeah, and so, yeah, and he mailed a hand and a foot to the leaders of the political parties here in Ottawa or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't even know why he did that. Like, I don't even know if that's, like, oh, is there a certain reason, like, for those specific body parts? The point being, it doesn't matter, anymore. Like, that's the thing that bugs me about this stuff. Okay, well, the good thing is he's caught. Let's get, so that's what the guy did. That's what he's on. He was on the run for murder and dismemberment, and it's, you know, totally weird and creepy. But it's like, now that he's caught, like, let's just not think about him until, you know, his trial comes up, and that's when things will get interesting again for that. But just like, think about the victim. Like, this guy came to Canada just to study and, you know, try and start something good, and this happened to him. And it's like, let's think about that. I don't know who said it. It was some political leader, you know, said, like, let's mourn the family overseas. Let's mourn the victim. Like, don't make this Magnota guy famous, because this is something, like, his name should just, what he did shouldn't be forgotten, but his name should be forgotten, because this guy, I don't, you know, this isn't cool, obviously. So, yeah, that's just messed up in every single way. I don't think there's been something that messed up since that whole Greyhound thing. Since that Greyhound killing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Messed up. Totally messed up.
All right. Yeah. What's next?
Okay, I want to talk about a story that I read on Twitter from the editor-in-chief of PC Gamer Magazine. I'm a big gamer. And if you know games, you know this magazine. Anyways, he posted this story about these spiders that, like, hold on, I'm pulling it up now because I don't really know it. I just kind of, okay. This town in Assam, I don't know where this is at all. But these, like, tarantulas just invaded this town. And okay. I think two people died. But the point of this story that's, I don't know why I'm laughing, but, the point of this story that's totally weird and, like, terrifying is the fact that they, like, outline that these huge-ass spiders jumped at the victims' faces and bodies and then bit them.
What?
Yeah, like, it's one thing to, like, you know, notice a spider, like, in the corner of your room and you're like, oh, god damn, a fucking spider, and then you go and kill it or, you know, set it free or whatever, or you see one on your arm and you go, oh, and then brush it off. But to see one, like 4 feet away from you, and then it jumps you. It's like, ah! and if you're lucky, you die quick.
You can't take it off because it's just so big.
It fucking jumped, man. It Air Jordaned across the room.
You know that sloth video that, I believe I can fly.
Or that calf, sail! Yeah, they were probably on bath salt. They're probably, it was probably Floridian spiders.
Good God.
Dear sweet Jesus. That's pretty, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to share that because he shared it, and I said I was going to talk about it, and I'm going to name the podcast after it because we like Logan, and Logan, if you ever listen to this, yeah, you're weird. But that's why I follow you on Twitter. Okay. Yeah, he's a dope boy. Dope boy. Like squirrels. I like squirrels. That's kind of how we sparked this whole Twitter friendship.
Nice.
Squirrels are cool.
I don't know if we're going to talk about it at the end or we're going to talk about it now. Do you have anything else news-wise?
No.
Okay, well, I kind of want to talk about, we're kind of building a website. It's just a small little informer where you can go eventually and download all episodes, listen to all episodes, yada, yada, yada. There's a couple bios there for Marco and I. Pretty easy to use. If I can use it, anyone else can use it. And then we're going to have, like, announcements. So we're probably going to add a couple other things. But, you know,
it's
some of the recent music that we follow, some cool stories that we mentioned in our podcast, we'll probably throw up there just so you guys can follow. It's pretty cool though. It's exciting that we're kind of moving forward with this really quickly, and we just threw this up together kind of a day. So
yeah, I'm stoked.
What did you say?
I said I'm stoked. This is what I did at work today.
You sit in front of a computer, I serve food. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I read really personal shit about people.
Which we cannot broadcast live.
No. Maybe if I get drunk enough. Okay. Yeah, we'll give you the address at the end of the podcast, just to throw it up there, and I'll put it up on my Twitter, and Graham will put it on his Twitter, and I'll put it on Facebook and every single social networking site in the universe, because that's what I do. Yeah, yeah. I just don't really know what it's all about, but that's like anything. At the start, it was like Twitter. I don't really get Twitter. Like, why would you use Twitter? Oh my god, why the fuck wouldn't you use Twitter?
Well, like, Twitter and Facebook are like the hard hitters. And then after that, it's kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, but there's like this huge like backlash against Facebook now from all the fucking hipsters. They're like, oh, you have Facebook now? Like, you're on Facebook?
Yeah.
It's like, oh. Yeah, like, I'll admit, I don't like the whole timeline thing because the cover photos take like a millennium to load, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't really. The first time, I wasn't on Facebook all week, and then when I went on at the end of the week, nothing had happened. And I'm kind of just like, well, I don't miss this very much.
No, like, literally, Facebook, all I use it for is to chat with people, and not even, like, that's not even that great on there, and photos.
You creep. Like, if I was Zuckerberg, I would sell the friggin' thing so quick. Because it's not gonna, I don't know where else you can go with it. Like, you can buy Skype, you can buy, you know, Instagram, you can buy whatever the hell you want and add it to it. But I mean, like, Facebook is basically as far as it can go, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think no matter what Zuckerberg do, he's gonna be quite fine. Let's just say if this bath salts thing escalates, Zuckerberg is the man to know.
Yeah, he's probably just gonna pick everyone up in his spaceship that he built with gold and all his Facebook money. And just leave all the zombies behind.
And he will write a really fucking good status about it.
Later, haters.
Later, haters.
Like, no.
To all of you who liked the Social Network movie, I brought Justin Timberlake with me, and if you want to ever play Rock Band in sync, you have to be on my spaceship.
Well, that's that. Any new games that you've heard of?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, E3 is going on right now, and I've been watching that every day at work.
Hold on. What was the game I was watching today?
Was it Watch Dogs?
No, it's only for PlayStation.
Oh, The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Yeah, that looks fucking... Is that only for PlayStation?
I think.
Well, we gotta get a PlayStation.
We have to get a PlayStation.
Like, no, that's honestly... Like, I watched that demo today, and I was like, that's actually, like, a game that I'd buy a console for. Like, I'd buy a PlayStation to play that game.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, I know. Well, we won't get, like, massive into gaming stuff, I guess, because I don't... Not right now, because there's a lot of it going on. We should do, like, an E3 wrap-up episode.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, for all the gamers.
The Walking Dead. Did you play the Walking Dead game yet?
No, I haven't. I don't have any money.
Okay, well, I recommend to pick it up because, honestly, the first episode was like, you know, with every TV show, with every game, the first episode is like the starter. It's like as a story builder. And I'm so excited for the rest of them.
Yeah, no, well, I watched some of it. And it looks awesome. I'll get it eventually. At some time, I guess. No, but the Watch Dogs game looks freaking... There's just, like, I like E3 a lot. I watched all the press conferences. The Microsoft one was kind of lame to me because they didn't show anything for PC, really. And I'm kind of sick of this whole, like, media everywhere. You can have it on your tablet and Xbox and computer. And a laptop, it's like, okay, or just...
Thank you. I forgot about my story about Xbox. I was reading on Twitter, this guy that I follow, I forget who it is now, but I was reading a story, and he's talking about Microsoft's press conference at E3. And basically, the recap was just like a game, Xbox Live content, streaming, sports, music, and apps. So it's just like, basically now Xbox and Microsoft is going to go into this. You know how like before you could download, like you had like your Microsoft Music. I don't know, what was it again? You had your, it held all your music and stuff on Xbox. I forget what they called it.
I haven't touched my Xbox in ages.
No, neither have I. Well, where was it? The Windows Media Center.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The Windows Media Center. And so they had that on your Xbox. And then it was a video game player and a DVD player. Basically, that was Xbox before. But now they're starting to like compete with people like Apple TV and like PlayStation and stuff like that. So now you can actually, they're going to introduce this. They introduced Netflix, and then they introduced Facebook, and then they introduced Twitter. So all that stuff was basically on your Xbox, but now they're going to start putting apps that you can buy. So, like, there's going to be, like, an MLB TV, Hulu, Amazon, like, all this stuff that you can buy for your Xbox. They basically want the Xbox to be, like, your center console for your entire house, so you don't need to buy a Blu-ray, like a DVD player. You don't have to buy, you know, anything else. You do everything basically from your Xbox. So the argument that he was trying to do was, is Xbox Live Gold is still $60 a month.
Yeah.
But when they, all these people... It's
$60 a year.
Sorry, yeah, $60 a year, my bad. So, like, once they bring in all these apps and stuff, he's saying, well, like, why not take away the Gold membership and just do either one big membership for, like, all the apps, or, like, totally get rid of the membership and, like, each app's, like, a certain amount of money, like a normal, you know, anything. Basically, it says, once you start paying for these other things, and then on top of that, you have to pay your online fee, it's like, well, you know, Xbox Live, like, you're basically playing, like, paying double, triple what you usually pay. Make it free.
Yeah, like, I was never a fan.
Instead of making Xbox 720 and making it smaller, or, you know, Xbox Live and making Xbox Live bigger, and, like, stop charging a monthly fee for gaming. Like, your system is already top of the line. People are buying it for all these other reasons. Why charge for online gaming?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, obviously PC gaming's rad because, you know, you pay for your internet connection and you play the games, but... I mean, I like Xbox Live because for gaming, because, I mean, it's really simple. Like, you got your headset, and then you have your friends list, and it's all, like, really integrated and easy. So I was like, okay, that's cool to pay for. But then, because on PC, it's easy. Like, well, it's not as easy as what I'm saying. Like, you need to get, like, Ventrilo, or, you know, you talk on Skype while the game's going, or TeamSpeak or something. Like, it's just not easy to be so connected with friends. But I'm a big loner, so I don't care. But... what am I getting at? What was my point? But yeah, like, I was thinking, you know, if you walk in, say you're going in and you're buying your Xbox tomorrow, first time ever, and you walk in and you buy your Xbox, and that's like however the, like, what, $300 now or whatever, you buy that.
Yeah.
And then let's say you buy a hot title that you want to get, I don't know, you know, Modern Warfare 3, you buy that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but obviously I want to play this online. So then you buy a year subscription to Xbox Live Gold, and that's like buying another game right there. It's like you have to buy another game to play the game you just bought online.
Exactly.
Like, this is pretending there's no, like, yeah, you get a free month when you buy the console, or, you know, here's a guest pass. I mean, like, you pretty much have to buy two games to play one online. It's, I don't know. That's my comparison, and it's silly to me. Agreed.
But, like, that's a whole setback with PlayStation, when the whole, like, when PlayStation got hacked and all those accounts and they lost all that money and all that crap. Like, a lot of people are like, screw PlayStation, I'm never going back. But now, like, they still have a huge group of, like, Sony PlayStation players. Like, they don't have to worry about anything because they have free online. And that's when my brother, he bought a PlayStation because he was sick of buying yearly subscriptions.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, I haven't had enough hands-on with the PlayStation at all to know, like, how it works, if it's easy to use. I'm assuming it is. Because I know a lot of people who've, have ditched Xbox completely and just bought a PlayStation 3. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, I don't know, like, Sony's cool, but, like, I don't know, Microsoft... I think they're going in the right direction lately.
Yeah, well, they're doing just more than the games, which is cool. Like you said, it's going to make more sense. And even if they do release new consoles, if they do, it's obviously going to have all this shit on it that they're just announced at the press conference. So it's like, why would you buy anything but an Xbox if it's got literally all this shit?
Exactly.
On it, because like I know people who have hooked up their, you know, desktop PCs to their huge TV and like they can do all that from their computer, but I mean I don't really want to have like a keyboard on my coffee table.
Yeah,
I'd rather just, you know, use my controller or use, you know, like a remote or whatever, or those voice commands that they're coming out with, which is most cool.
Yeah, like the whole Connect thing was pretty cool. I don't know, but like I've been playing a lot of like computer games lately at my friend's houses and stuff, and like I've just noticed that like computers, I'd rather go and get a computer and do that whole thing. Because,
yeah, you would.
They might join the PC universe. And
oh, dude. Yeah, it's the friggin' way to go. It's a worthy investment, and you know what? It's like, oh, all these sick new games are coming out. You throw in like another $150 at your machine, and it is brand new again.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good for me. My stories are together.
I liked your stories.
Thank you, man. I like your stories, too.
I like your stories almost as much as I like... those instant mashed potatoes you cook.
The garlic mash, you can't beat them.
Yeah, those were the days, being poor and malnourished. Nothing has changed in our lives.
I really think that we shouldn't do these podcasts this late at night.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like, I guess we can, I'm going to dock onto Reddit real quick and just, you know.
Oh, dude, this is the prime time to go on Reddit because everything's going to go up soon for, like, tomorrow. You know how hard it is to wait? Like, or you know how awesome it is to if you actually, you know, go to work and not go on, you know, sites you're not supposed to go on to and come home and then go on Reddit and it's just full of new shit?
Yeah, it's cool. It's, like, everything. It's not just one thing.
Yeah, well, you find something funny that you learned on Reddit, and I'm going to talk about Blues Fest real quick. Rundown, what is Blues Fest? Blues Fest is the best motherfucking thing in Ottawa in the summer. Yeah, so it's a two-week-long music festival at Le Breton Flats, which is where the War Museum is. And, well, I mean, if you're from Ottawa and listening to this, you obviously know what Blues Fest is. But it's super rad. I'll be volunteering there again this year. Are you volunteering? No, eh? No.
Oh, no, I can't this year.
Okay, yeah, well, I will be there serving beer in the beer tents, and it's super fun. Main things, yo, the Offspring just got added to the lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And whoever that person is who sings Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Herman Williams May or whatever, yeah.
Carl May, Lana Del Rey, Mayday. Mayday.
Yeah, Mayday.
Let's call her Catchy Girl.
Let's go the girl that never gets called.
Oh. Probably. She's like the Taylor Swift of phone call. That is a shitty joke. Okay, point being, really good shit there. What else is there? Young the Giants there. Our Lady Peace is there. Iron Maiden's there if you're into that kind of thing. Blue Rodeo. John Mellencamp. Like, there's some good shit. Skrillex. Yeah. That's cool.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun last year.
Yeah, it was fun. I just, like, there's a lot of it going on this year, that electronic stuff. And it's just, like, a huge outdoor... It's a big outdoor dance party.
Ottawa news. I totally forgot. I read a while ago. Apparently, I'm not sure how real this is, but I heard a rumor that, oh my goodness, Capital Hoedown got canceled because they failed to pay their last payment.
Yeah, it's canned for the moment being. I don't know if it's like for good canned this year, but yeah, no, they're not. As it stands now, they're not allowed to perform on City of Ottawa property. So. Yeah, they just failed to meet a payment date. I don't know what happened, but I don't know. I don't know how long it'd been going on, but like I hadn't heard about it till this year that it was a thing. But I mean, if you want to throw that on my lawn, you can.
Yeah. We've got room.
Taylor Swift, if you want to hang out, like, we can do that.
We can accommodate you. We can really, you know, put up a couple pictures of, you know, ice cold lemonade.
I just...
And then you.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to get too close to Taylor because if something happens between us and then she's got to go, she's just going to write a full-length record about me, and that would break my heart. I can't have that. I can't have that on my fucking resume.
Yeah, dumped. I have a really, really good famous country singer singing one song.
Whatever. She hasn't done anything lately. Who cares? Yeah, so I'm definitely going to go see, hopefully, Our Lady Peace. I really want to see Young the Giant. I really want to see the Arkells. Those guys are probably one of the best live acts around right now. I've been listening to them nonstop for the last month. They're just really good. They were at Blues Fest last year. They were my favorite band I saw there. They just put on a show, and it didn't matter if there were three people in the audience or if there were 3,000 like there were. But they really liked what they were doing, and that's really cool to me because I like music.
Yeah, it was really good. I didn't mind Rise Against. They were pretty good last year.
Yeah, but we're seeing them in September, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest thing. Seeing them in September with the Gaslight Anthem. And Hot Water Music.
Yep, yeah, fucking Chuck Reagan just screaming some shit. It's going to be dope.
You can't beat it.
It's actually going to... Those are literally like my three, you know... Oh, minus Rise Against. Never mind. My two like go-to bands right now, besides the Arkells, like I just said. But... stoked for that. We will talk about that more when our boners have gone away.
Which could take hours upon days.
Ear boner.
Exactly.
Boner of the ear region. Yeah.
All right, well.
What else to say? Well, this is obviously just like the first primer podcast. We're not expecting it to do amazing things, but I want to talk about things I'd like to add to the podcast. I want to do like a local / indie band of the week kind of thing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because like I like to think I'm involved enough in the Ottawa music scene to know of people through people who know people through people kind of thing, who like have bands who play around town, and some of them really good. I just went to one with my good friend Kyle, or our good friend Kyle. I'll play those guys next week. We went to elementary school with one of the guitarists, and they really, really rock. They're doing really good. I think they're in Toronto right now, and they're very Sugar We're Going Down era Fall Out Boy mixed, but like a little harder. So it's good.
Cool. No, like I really, I was talking to Alex Monk, and he was like, "We should do a section on me," and I'm just like, "Okay, there."
We'd have to have a whole. We need to
down, you know, get some like, you know, smaller hockey, you know, news and stuff like that. Well, it depends, because like I don't want to put a, like a little sports section if nobody wants a little sports section.
Okay, let's be real. We need a whole other podcast to cover Monk's life.
It's very true. For those who don't know, my best friend Alex McRae is a goalie for a junior B team, junior A team in the Ottawa region. We'll be following him when the season starts next year.
Yeah.
A little updates about that. Good guy.
My best friend's Kyle, and he's really fucking good looking. That's all he's got, though.
That's all he's got.
So, I think he's single. I don't know.
Who knows these days?
I don't know. Who knows? But there's other stuff. Yeah, those eyes are literally like the first time you listen to the Beatles.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't listen to this, because that's just weird.
It is very weird.
What did you learn today?
What did I learn today?
Yeah.
Well...
I want to know!
Oh, I learned... I was at the bank, and I was standing there in line. And I was kind of like, okay, I'm waiting to deposit my check from work. I'm like, okay, yada, 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 whatever. People are talking. And I walked up, and I'm like, I'd like to deposit my check into my bank account, please. And apparently it's rude to put your check on the counter before your bank card, because I don't know why, but they're just like, this was very, and she's like, next time, give me your card first instead of your check. And I'm like, oh. Okay. I didn't know what to say other than, okay. I just kind of came out. So like, apparently that's a rule. You hand them your card first, and then
Generally need your card to, like, so you can put in your PIN and stuff, but I don't think it's, like, frowned upon to be like, ugh.
I don't know. Apparently she was having either a bad day or else she really wanted to follow the rules. I don't know.
That sounds like a pretty bad day to me.
Yeah, it was all right.
That's okay.
It was
I think what you learned, Graham, was that certain bank clerks can have very off days.
You really gotta... I wish Madden had, like, an estrogen tracker. He could have gone to one of the high levels.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that just happened.
What? It's just like a little gun thing that you can't, you know... You can't really see.
That's only set to stun. It's cool. I call it the estrogen magnum.
No, not even, no. No, we've gone too far. Make it more like a laser pointer. That's even better.
Just a quick... just kind of a boop, boop. Okay, avoiding you for the next 3 weeks of the month.
88% estrogen. Okay, I'm avoiding that one.
That'd be good to know. Little tripwire they walk through when they come into your house. Oh, fuck!
The estrogen is strong in this one.
Fuck everything about that. Let's get far away from that. As far as we can. What did I learn today? Ask me what I learned today.
Marco, what did you learn today?
I learned two things. One is funny, one is funnier.
Start with the funny.
Okay, the funny is that Keith's red is not nearly as good as Rickard's red.
Oh, that is very true.
True, not funny. That's not funny at all. What am I talking about?
No, it's not funny at all. It's very true. That's a true statement.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. It's just not as full of a body, I guess.
No, it's I don't know. It lacks something huge that Rickard's just decapitalizes on it.
I thought you said that Rickard's just decapitates. takes the head right off the beard. Yeah, I don't know. The other thing I learned, I was reading at work. Okay, fuck. I'm not even going to call it a job. I'm just going to pretend I don't have one because people are just going to hate the fact that I go to work and get paid money when I clearly don't really do anything.
Okay. You walk north and south to a fucking fax machine, come back, type a few buttons on a keyboard, and then just go on Reddit for 8 hours.
You know what happens to me? My boss came in today, or like one of my, I don't really know who my boss is, but she's the one who interviewed me, so I just assume she's my boss. She comes in, she's like, hey Marco, are you you ready to do something? And I was like, oh my, like, please God, give me something to do. Like, I feel so bad that I have Twitter open in a tab that I just switched so you didn't see it. And she's just like, I think next week we're going to train you on, get ready for it, scanning. I was like, oh, fuck.
Wait for it. The week after, it's a stapler. Oh, wait for it. The next week, it'll work with glue. Oh, no.
This is the whiteboard.
Nobody touches the whiteboard. The whiteboard is a very, very powerful tool that we use here at whatever this place is called.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I work at a family health team clinic. I work with like 10 doctors, and I just kind of do a lot of... I just do office work for them. It's fine. It's a really good job. It's full-time. I like it. But just today, I promise I actually do work. Just today was really, really slow. Like, really slow. So, I designed a website for the podcast instead.
Not many people had appointments that needed to be folded by folders by Marco Ferraris.
Yeah, and I don't like those people, so.
Well, that's that.
Don't come in unless you got a real big problem, or else I'll get sad. Okay, the other thing I learned... Okay, going back, little tangent, sorry there. I went into the doctor's desk I work at, because I pretty much just throw myself at a desk that's vacant, that has a computer, and he has a subscription to Popular Mechanics magazine, and in it, they were talking about, it's the latest issue, they were talking about the U.S. military crashed a drone. A drone is like an aircraft that is unmanned, so somebody controls it on the ground, kind of like a video game. Anyways, it was in Afghanistan. I didn't know this, but the people who pilot those things are in, like, California.
Yeah.
They're not even remotely close to it, so that was stupid. So they crashed it, and it was, yeah, $73 million. It was one of, like, a super drone, and they had to drop a huge missile on top of it afterwards, so nobody got the intel or anything.
Holy crap, are you serious?
Yeah, so America, yeah. Maybe you should fly some real planes. Yeah. I wonder what it'd be like.
What's what's $73 million in the hole to them?
A huge deal because the economy is crap.
But it's only a drone. I'm pretty sure they can just throw another one together. They have like five other ones in some hangar in like South Dakota.
You can just see Obama being like, "Oh, come on!
That was my favorite drone!
What do I have to do to stabilize this shit? Fuck, $1 billion and you guys just trash it.
Like, fuck!
Ah, forget it!
You know what? You guys have to stabilize yourself, because apparently you're so good at it!
I will fly that shit myself.
Obama.
Has Obama been to Afghanistan? Yeah, he must have.
I'm pretty sure he's from there.
Oh, I'm so glad this podcast is Canadian. Oh, man. Oh, we would be friggin' bath salted if we didn't. Oh, Jesus. Poor guy. I think he's doing a good job. Apparently, America isn't a fan of him right now. I don't know. I like him.
No, he's a good guy. I went to the wax museum in Niagara.
Oh, yeah.
Got a solid picture with his figurine. That was pretty cool.
Wax-ama.
Wax-ama. Wax-ama, wax-offa.
Man, so for some reason in GarageBand right now, which is what I'm recording with, obviously, on my little Mac, I have all my photos up because my media is up, and there's this huge, beautiful portrait of a young Christopher Walken.
Watching us?
Yeah, he's my inspiration in life, and just, I think we should do an episode where we just talk in an impression of a famous person for the entirety of the podcast.
I could do that.
Yeah. I know you could.
It'd have to be a short one, because after a while, I think I'd have a stroke.
Or it'd be stuck like that forever.
Exactly. You know those What Would Jesus Do bracelets?
Oh, no.
I was going to get you a WWWD one, What Would Walken Do?
Oh, nice. What would Walken do?
I was going to get you one of those, but I'm just like, you know what? He doesn't stand for anything, so whatever. He wouldn't wear it.
Yeah, what is he doing with his life right now?
I don't know. He kind of just probably relaxing in his yacht.
Probably just doing some more readings of Lady Gaga lyrics.
Or he's like looking into the Chris Brown ones. I don't know. He's probably going to lead to a...
Look at me now.
Did you see, what's her face? Oh man. Why is, are you serious? Okay, keep talking, I'll think about it. You keep talking.
I'm scared for what's coming. Yep. What else is happening in Ottawa soon? I don't even know. Oh, Fringe Festival. That's a big deal. That's like a, actually, I don't know what it is. I just read about it a lot on Twitter, and I think it has to do with drama and acting and little plays, underground plays at underground theaters around Ottawa, and apparently that's really cool, so I'll check that out so we can talk about something. And yeah, I think that's happening. I have insider information through somebody who has insider information through somebody who has insider information through someone who's on the inside. Fuck yeah. Oh, I read it. I read a thing about a guy whose cat died. And what's it called when, like, an animal dies and you stuff it with something? What's the, like, term for that? Is it, like, taxonomy or something?
I have no idea.
Okay. Point being, this guy's cat died, who he loved a lot, and he did that to it, except he... I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to say it bluntly. He made it into a remote-controlled helicopter.
His cat?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
No, so he spread out the... I'm actually moving my arms right now. This is really embarrassing. He spread it out like a star, like a spread eagle. And he stuffed it like that, so it's rigid, right?
Oh,
there's
oh,
obvious, There's nothing inside it. Obviously, it's dead and long dead, and it's good to go. And he's just, I don't know, he put, like, all the electronics inside of it, and then he put rotor blades on the end of its paws, and it fucking flies around.
You want to know how not okay that is?
Yeah, I'll put the story up on the fucking show notes, but... Yeah, I didn't really know what to say. I just kind of stared at it and went, well, that's a thing. Just carried on.
that's real life. Okay, what I was trying to say was, have you seen Nicki Minaj's song Starships on YouTube? Have you seen the music video?
No.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's like I'm watching a Himalayan porno.
Oh, good.
But with a side of... like, just her stripping, and I wasn't sure what was going on. Like, my jaw was half open the entire time in utter shock.
Maybe they just filmed a bath salts raid.
I just recommend for everyone to just go and watch it once, or watch it halfway, just to get a taste of, so that you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I was just blown away.
Everyone,
this is legal now. This is, you know, it used to be black and white. Some guy standing in one spot with a guitar tapping his foot.
Well, that's boring. You can't do that.
That's a terrible idea.
You have to have a guy in black and white playing a guitar, tapping his foot with a fucking dead cat helicopter flying around.
With a bucket of bath salts beside him.
Now it's a fucking party.
Basically.
Good. 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 Well, I mean, next week we'll talk a little bit more about E3 because that'll be all wrapped up. Maybe we should do two, where we do one that talks about, you know, real life, and then one that is all about games.
Yeah, we'll label those so you don't have to go through, we're going to organize them a little bit better, and we're going to say, okay, this one's basically all about gaming. Next week we're going to do one about some serious stuff. Like, we may even do one week about gaming and then one, in the same week about news.
Yeah,
because I don't want people to sit through a crap load of gaming stuff.
Yeah. We want it to be a very all-rounded podcast, but both, I'm a pretty hardcore gamer and techie, so I can ramble on pretty good about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, bud.
No doubt.
Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow?
On our podcast, I'm going to say this confidently. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to put more laundry into the laundry area and see if my mom does it. And then after an hour and a half, if my mom doesn't do it, then I want to do it myself. And then I work at 5 o'clock till around midnight or 1 o'clock.
Wow, so... Graham is a stripper.
Yeah, I work part-time at the local strip club.
Yeah, and that's how we fund this podcast. So if you guys want to head on down to...
Any donations are more than generous and appreciated.
If you want to walk down to Bucking Back Brokeback Joe's and see Graham, he's usually on around 9. He's pretty well lubed up and just kind of... does a little jig, and it's, well, I pay for it. I like that. I don't know.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah, that was weird.
I recommend cutting that.
It's, if you can't make it to Blues Fest this year, you should, Buck Back, Broken Back Joe's. I don't even know what that was.
Oh, boy,
I'm going to Montreal tomorrow. My sister's graduating university. At least one of us has our shit together.
Bless her heart. She's a beautiful young individual.
Yo, I have to drive back alone from Montreal on a standard. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna shipwreck. Well, they have these roads in Montreal, you know, and they're like, yeah, we're two lanes on each side, but it's like, it's not really two lanes. It's like 1 3/4, but that extra quarter, or lack of quarter rather, is like just enough to make you shit yourself every time you pass a car that's parallel parked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I don't, my sister does it no problem in our minivan, and she's like, yeah, it's no big deal. So she just flies by, and I'm literally like, I think our side mirrors are gonna get taken off, or we're gonna catch a wheel well and explode. It literally feels like I'm about to go shoot some torpedoes into the vent of the Death Star Canyon thing. Like, I'm gonna need the fucking force.
Almost there.
I can't shake him!
I need your info.
Why were they all Southern American? No, but they were. They were all Southern American. Why?
I have no idea.
Why did that fucking remnant of Earth survive? Why?
George, you can shut it was a good idea.
Yeah, well, they should have probably had... Imagine them all having, like, Hispanic accents. Have I ever told you about this before? My theory? But if they all had Hispanic accents, how much funnier it would be?
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. Actually, I wouldn't shake it, but that'd be pretty funny.
Oh my god, I can't get these TIE fighters off me, man.
Yeah. Almost there, man.
Oh my god, after this, we're gonna get some cervezas. We gonna, like, kick back, man, back at the hangar? Yeah, well, that's offensive.
Well, that was our attempt at hilarity at midnight tonight.
Yeah, no, you're right. We should not record these this late, because everything I thought about today of a joke that I thought was going to be funny did not come out that way at all, so.
You know what? It's our first time doing this, and as first-timers, you know, there's only one way to go, and it's up from here. So, let's take the positivity from it, and, then go from there.
On that incredibly wise note, we're going to end this week, I think. If you listen, thank you very much. We will come back with more. It's just more structure. We're really excited about doing this, so we threw it together last minute. But this is the debut of Temple Radio. I'm Marco. That fuzzy, shitty voice is Graham.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it's him over there. So we're going to go, and we will see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.